That was Ma Cecilia St. Paulo saying, the bride is coming, go out and meet the bride. Hey, and we read this gospel a few weeks ago where we had five foolish virgins and five clever ones. What are you, Baja? All right, moving on. Baja, you then got out, and I'd like us to dwell a little bit on the filling ourselves with Christ and what you call filling yourself with Christ. What is that? Break it down for people. Because there are people who've received prayers from church, from people that have delivered them, and they still find themselves in the same pattern. And people say, hey, Father what does... the prayers were weak, and he didn't pray well, or the fasting. And clearly, what we're talking about today is very important, because you then find yourself going back. There are people who say they stopped drinking, then 6 months or 2 years back, they find themselves drinking now 10 times more, or even doing other things, you know. So let's talk about this filling yourself with Christ, because you said it's very important to fill yourself with Christ. What is that?
You see, I think with us Catholics, we make one mistake. We probably have the most sacraments that allow you to fill yourself with Christ than any other church. You've got confession. I mean, I had to do full, thorough confession. I had to confess unforgiven sins, people I've been angry with. I had to let go of those angers. I had to pay back what I'd stolen, yes. I had to make sure that I broke soul ties.
Yes.
I had to make sure that I went back and I repented for those whom I've hurt. Yes, obviously you don't cover everybody, but the repentance was very important. But between Father Joseph and Father Wayne and Gome, Our Lady, other churches may not love her and nor understand her. And I know St. Maximilian Kolbe always says, you know, you can never love Mary more than Christ. There's a reason she stamps the head of the serpent. She fights your novenas, the rosary, you know, the divine mercy, the sorrowful mysteries. Those ones are so powerful, the sorrowful mysteries. I mean, my guardian angel, and I do believe it to be my guardian angel, wakes me up at 3 in the morning, at midnight or 3, to do the divine mercy, to do the sorrowful mysteries. I go to confession minimum once a week. And there are priests who actually say to me, why are you confessing every week? And I really do like to speak to those priests and say, you know, there are sins that you remember as time goes. Allow that person to confess them, because they hold you on.
Mm-hmm.
Confession, a thorough confession is imperative. Receiving the body of Christ, adoration.
Wow.
You know, with what Father Joseph also taught me, you know, seal your house with exorcised salt. In my place, I placed exorcised salt at my windows, at the door. Saint Benedict, wonderful saint.
Yes.
I have his medallions at the entrance of, at every entrance of my place. Above my bed, I have a medallion of Saint Benedict. In my view, when I wake up, the last thing I see and the first thing I see is the image of the divine mercy. When I say fill yourself with Christ, you know, Christ needs to be the first thing you see, the last thing you see. You know, we're so used to the first thing I see is my phone, the last thing I see is my phone. Fill yourself with that Christ. That Christ is beautiful. His mother is amazing. And if you detach from his mother, you detach from the grace of her covering you with her mantle.
Wow, so the emphasis on the sacraments.
The sacraments.
Mara Baja, you're a young, beautiful lady, you're in corporate, you're a lawyer, you're an attorney. Don't your friends look at you and say, Hugh, this one, ungathi kunento wrong naye. I mean, and you don't look wrong at all, by the way, and you don't sound wrong.
Father, I would like to put it down to that spirit, because I have had many boyfriends at some point be like, yeah, you know, someday we're going to get married and have children. But those relationships end like that. Especially, they always ended when it was very serious. But I'm grateful that it never got there, because if I had to have been married to somebody and I'm fighting this thing, my relationship or my marriage probably would not have been successful. I mean, it affected the fact that I could not conceive. And I'm going to be blunt about this. I mean, I had unprotected sex. God saved me from the grace of HIV and AIDS. I never felt pregnant. And if you say to me, and another important thing, Father, about staying clean. Contraceptives. I don't care who says what to you. Contraceptives are not of God.
Hmm.
When I was raped, I mean, I took them because, you know, I thought, oh, it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was, when I was praying, you know, and I was really asking God to reveal,
mm-hmm.
that was a very important thing He revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Those contraceptives, it goes, literally what it says, contraceptive, it goes against the will of God.
Father Joseph, how do we fill ourselves with Christ?
The church has many, many sacramentals, but we start with getting ourselves clean, breaking the soul ties, getting those broken.
Hey, this soul ties, by which.
Yeah. Now, I didn't learn or know this until very, very late in the priesthood. We're not taught about it.
We're not.
When we're doing sacramentals, the sacraments in our formation. But it's very, very important. I'll put it like this. When we confess a sin of impurity, fornication, adultery, we go to the priest, we get absolved. But the absolution doesn't necessarily cover the cleansing or the breaking of the soul tie.
Mm.
And a person can walk out of the confessional determined to be, you know, to refrain from this sin, and he's pulled back into it because the soul tie has not been broken. And I would say to the priests, myself included, spend a lot of time at the end of confession cleansing the person, asking the Lord to cleanse the person, breaking the soul tie, which will take a lot of pressure off the person and binding the impure spirit. They used to do it in the old textbooks. And we've lost.
In your time. It's 5 minutes after five, and I'm going to be opening the lines. Feel free to weigh in on the subject, on the matter that we're talking about. You're free to talk to Father Joseph. You're free to talk to Baja, and I'll be moderating. The number to dial is 011-452-7117. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. Please remember to turn off your radio set, your television set, or your computer, or whatever device, BlackBerry, BlueBerry, whatever you are using to stream live from. And please remember, if you do phone with your gadgets on, I will be dropping you, and who knows, I might be in need of deliverance. Father. Baja, so the number to dial is 011-452-7115.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
Good afternoon. You live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon. Yes, I don't have much to say. I just want to say thank you for whoever is sitting there, because I just got into the car just now.
Yeah.
And the radio was on, Radio Veritas is on.
Wow.
And I cannot believe it. You know, sometimes, and I'm 67 years of old age, all I wanted to know when I listened to the lady was, how old is she?
Mm.
And I said, how many of us mothers today are sitting and say, if only my professional child can do what she is doing and be in that state that she is in and express it, because it's also healing.
Indeed.
She's actually educating healing. And to me as a person, she was actually touching my heart to say, so many of us are praying and saying, if only our professional children, that is now ages, marriage age, and all that, can start becoming Catholic.
Imagine.
And say it. The only painful part, when you feel the pain for her, and in a joyful sort of way, is that she has left nothing out.
But guess what? Her story is not a pain of a victim. Her story is a story of a conqueror, somebody who's a victor.
This is
why we're sharing the story with the world, because she has come from a place of oppression to a place of inner freedom, you see. And she is in a place in her life because she's been blessed by the Lord and she's been set free. She's now in a position where she will start blessing other people with her life and with her story, and setting other people by her example. Thank you very much, Ma, and have a very good afternoon.
Yes, I hope I meet her one day. You know, I was just saying, if only my child is listening to
keep
say that.
Keep praying, and who knows? Thank you very much. Yeah. I have to move on. My lines are blazing. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. And for the record, Baja is 30 years old, and I'll be posting her picture on social media. She's a young, beautiful lady. You live on air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you, Father?
I am blessed.
You're speaking to Anonymous from Johannesburg.
Talk to
us,
Anonymous.
And I have a question, either for Badger or for Father Joseph.
Great stuff.
What if I'm having dreams of, you know, having sex with my husband? You know, I know in Badger's case, it was ex-partners, you know, she's not yet married.
Yeah.
But at what point do I take those dreams to be abnormal? At mm-hmm. what point do I say, this is normal, it's just a dream of, you know, me having sex with my husband? At what point do you know that it's an impure spirit? I think that's actually what I'm trying to ask.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Listen over the line and we will respond to that. Okay?
Thank you, Father.
Have a good afternoon. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm phoning in on behalf of, in connection with this spiritual husband.
You live on air. Go for it, ma'am. Go for it.
Father, I just want to say my name is Jean, and I actually had a spiritual husband for more than 20 years, and I was delivered by Father Joseph 3 years ago.
Oh, dear.
And
oh dear.
I just want to share my my experience was, you know, I never knew of
Jean, you've got a very bad line. I'm going to ask you to try again and we'll make space for other listeners. Okay. It's exactly 10 minutes after 5. And in case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And if you've just tuned in, it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian. And this afternoon, we're unpacking spiritual husbands or spiritual wives. Some of you have them, but you just don't know. So you could be dreaming, even as a man, you could be dreaming of this person and you don't know, hey, somebody has worked on you. And maybe if as a woman. And Father Joseph, I actually wanted to ask you, some of our sisters are not getting married. Some of them are professional ladies, attorneys like Bobaja. They've made it. And guess what? Dololo. They don't even make it to the altar. Is there any connection between that?
Yeah.
They date, hey? And the date. And maybe let's take this call. I will come back to you. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good day, Father. I just phoned now, and
Jean,
I think my line is better.
Great
Jean
stuff.
Speaking.
Go for it, Jean. Go for it. Our lines are blazing. Go for it. Straight to the point,
okay.
Jean.
I was experiencing the spiritual husband for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 years ago, I had my deliverance through Father Joseph.
Yes.
By him preparing me like a year before that, or before I came for deliverance. What I can say, I am totally healed from this.
How old are you, Jean? How old are you, Jean? How old are you?
I'm now 56.
So you're 56, and at 52,
yeah, so
you were still
fairly young.
So at 52, you still had a spiritual husband, right?
Yes.
Have you recovered?
Yeah, totally, totally. I have no more nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
I have peaceful sleep. Because I have done my confessions, and I told go and do it, and I changed my life. And the biggest problem was, I was living with my boyfriend, who's my husband now,
mm-hmm.
for 7 years.
Okay.
So for 20 odd years, we were living together.
Okay.
So this is why I'd like to tell the ladies that fornication is a no-no.
You were not married in church. Okay.
Yes, and like now, October, we'll be married 7 years.
Great stuff. Jean, thank you very much. I have to give other listeners and other callers a chance, unfortunately. But thank you
thank
very much
you.
For sharing your story with
all
us.
Right.
It's 12 minutes exactly after 5. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. It's Changing Gear with myself, Umfundisi Wodumo. You live on air. Hello. How? Somebody's breathing heavily in my ear. Jesus. maybe I could be getting a spiritual wife. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello, Father. You're speaking to Anonymous?
Yes, talk to me, Anonymous. You have a minute. Shoot. Go to the point. Go to the
okay,
point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was also raped.
Okay.
And I thought having sex with men.
Oh, Anonymous, you're lying. Okay.
And maybe probably I'd be more immune to the pain of being raped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask, because I also have had dreams of having sex with other men, ex-boyfriends, to say. And I don't know how to get rid of this, because it is affecting
me. Okay. All right. So that's your question. Your question is?
Question is, how do I overcome all this?
Great stuff. All right. Listen over the radio and the two are going to respond to your question. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Have a good afternoon, eh?
Thank you.
Next. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. You're killing my ears.
Hello, Father, how are you?
I'm good. I was actually a bit annoyed because you're killing my ears. But anyhow, talk to us. Hello? And there was a great silence. Anyhow, let's go to the questions. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. Share with us, have you experienced a spiritual husband? Have you experienced a spiritual wife? Or maybe what's your reaction? Do you think that Obaja is just on some meds? Do you think that Father Joseph needs to go back into a psychiatric hospital? And you think I have been captured? But anyhow, I don't know. Talk to us. It's 011-452-7115. Father Joseph, very quickly, let's answer the first question.
About the husband, dreaming of one's husband.
Yes.
Now, scripture says that a woman will have desire for her husband. I would say that you have to test every spirit.
Okay.
1 John chapter 4, verse 1. You just can't accept it as it is. So I would ask the lady to bring it to prayer, have it cleansed, and see what's behind it.
Okay.
But it's not really what happens. So I would say let her pray about it.
All right. Great stuff. Baja, let's read the second question from
Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. And let's take that. What was that question?
It was about getting rid of husbands, or spiritual husbands. The best thing is, first, she must go to confession. That is the most important. Confession, go see Father Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And with seeing Father Joe, sacraments.
All right. Or your first contact is your parish priest.
Hello?
You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm a bit okay. I'm a bit okay if you switch off your radio.
I have.
Good stuff. Talk to us. You've got a minute exactly, so shoot.
Okay, Father. I'm listening and I'm hearing there's a lot of people who've got concerns.
Mm.
Suppose somebody wants to get in touch with Father Joe, how do we go about that? Can I listen on air?
You listen on air and we'll tell you. Because the first point of contact, and I'm going to say this on air, the first point of contact should be your parish priest, eh? Go to your parish priest, explain things to your parish priest, and work with your parish priest. Father Joseph, he will just be a referral. But you need to go to your parish priest. So it's not about Father Joseph, by the way. Go to your parish priest. Your parish priest will assist you. Your parish priest will help you. And if they need... All right. It's exactly 17 minutes. Father Joseph, do you think I'm now making customers leave your practice? I'm just a grumpy soul. I'm sure they're saying, "Oh God, this grumpy priest, hey. He doesn't want us to be going to Father Joseph." My response is the first point of contact is your parish priest. Talk to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the first point of contact. And just like the police department now are taking the abuse of women and children very, very seriously. In a similar way, priests should really listen to women when they come.
Well done.
You know,
well done.
They should do that and not just dismiss them and say, go and see a psychologist.
Or what were you smoking, Baja?
Yeah.
All right. It's 17 minutes after the hour 5. If you've just tuned in, we are unpacking spiritual husbands and spiritual wives. And these are unclean spirits. If you want to contribute, if you want to react, if you want to question, and if you want more clarity, dial us on 011-452-7115. Now, Father Joseph, before we were taking calls, I was asking about our desperado sisters. And I use the word desperado sisters because they come to us when things are not working. They're at age 37 and they're saying, Father, I'm dating so and so, he's not even proposing. Yeah. And I've dated X and Y, and we're not even heading to the altar. Oh my God, we've got a caller on the line. Talk to us. You're live on air.
Father, hi, it's me again.
Yes, go ahead.
I think it's cut off somehow. Mm-hmm. I was just saying, I'm listening to Kaja, is it?
Yes.
Yes. And obviously, most of the stuff that she's saying is from her, from the way she's saying it. It is a bit embarrassing. And for somebody who's not yet at that point to feel that, mm-hmm. but wants to go through the process.
What process do you want to go through?
The process of getting the deliverance. But and you're saying that we need to go and... So our first point of contact is our parish priest.
Yes.
It becomes difficult for some people, you know, just like confession, to go and say your confession to your priest.
Mm.
In as much as it is the right thing to do, how do we go about such? How do you go about such challenges?
I did.
I'll listen on air.
Did. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Anonymous, bye. I did a show last week on confession and with Father Smilo. But anyhow, Father Joseph, please respond to that.
I understand the concern very, very well because it's revealing very, very intimate items about oneself and one may not be comfortable there. Now, the Catholic Church is wonderful in that we have the freedom of the children of God to go to a priest that we are comfortable with and that we feel can help us. So while the first point of contact is the local priest, if one is... very embarrassed about it, then she can come to Father Brian or anybody that she feels she has that freedom.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go back to our sisters who are not getting married.
Yeah.
They have everything. They have the big house, the big car, and guess what? They go home to a cold, lonely place. And everybody in the family at Christmas, they don't even want to go home for Christmas because everybody's asking, when are you getting married and where is the boyfriend?
Yeah. That is very, very common. And especially you find it with very, very beautiful and attractive women, marriageable women.
Mm.
The short story behind this is they are cursed.
Oh, no. I would like you to unpack that. Oh, you are killing my ears, Anonymous. Hello.
Hey, Babu Mfundi, Snisha.
Ngikona, Baba Unjani.
Hey, Babu Mfundi, Snyapi, Laman.
Thank you, Baba.
Ngilalela lapha singaqhubeka ngenkulumo.
Yeah, khuluma baba. Your life.
Baba sinkinga thina la esontene emakatholika. Mhm. Izinto ezifana nalezi sithathela phansi. Noma asizazi ba. Mhm. Ene ziyakuhlukumeza kakhulu.
Mhm.
Ngingathi mina ayikabi mfundisi Brian.
Yeah, baba.
Ungathi sonto lingaba nabafundisi abaningi abafana noFather Joseph. Abantu abaqonda kabanzi imimoya engcolile ukuthi kusetshenzwa kanjani nayo, icoshwa kanjani. Ngoba lezi nto lezi abaningi bethu ne male and female babophile baba kakhulu.
Alright.
Wena khona manje uyakhuluma ngabosisa abahle abangathola imishado. Yizo lezinto lezi baba. But manje laphana esontweni asinabo abantu abanendlela yokuzilwisa bazikhiphe ebantwini.
Yeah, ngiyabonga baba. And that's why lezo zinto sizikhuluma on changing Veritas because we know ukuthi those are the issues that are in our communities and in our churches. Kodwa
kakhulu baba.
Ubhaji ufuna ukukhuluma nawe buti?
Okay. I'll respond in English. Ngakhuluma nangiyazulu, it's fine. Kodwa into engayibona ngami, me personally, angisi umuntu ongayekele emoyeni. I hunted. I never gave up because I believe that the healing was in the church. The choice is for you to say, I'm going to either follow what the world says, I'm going to follow what Christ says.
Mm.
I believed since the day my first attack took place that my healing can only come from the church. And not the church because it's a couple of people, but because Christ established this church and the Holy Spirit resides in this church. So he's given wisdom to people and he's given gifts. They are gifts which people have. Every one of us has a gift. So with the gifts, there are priests who are gifted in healing. Hunt. The choice is yours to either hunt for this priest and find help, or you're going to sit back and be passive and follow the world. That was my approach. My family can vouch. For 12 years, I sought healing. And 12 years later, I found my healing.
For 12 years.
12 years.
Wow. I feel like we're on Oprah, but anyhow. Father Joseph, you were talking about, I just have to break the ice, you know, it's too serious. And yeah, Father Joseph, you're saying our sisters are cursed.
Yes.
Tell us why. Maybe some of them, I think my cousin is listening. Why do you think my cousin is cursed?
Proverbs 18, death and life are in the gift of the tongue. Mm-hmm. And especially if a parent, an uncle, or someone in spiritual authority pronounces a binding and a cursing word over their infants. The default position is that a parent should bless, but we are finding in the community that parents are not blessing their children.
So what
they can bind their children.
So what should my cousin do, our sisters who are out there, who are bangatholi
imishado bafana? They need to have that curse broken, so that specifically those words spoken over the person are broken.
Wow, it's 24 minutes after the hour 5. We're going to take a musical break because it is getting hot in here. 27 minutes after 5. Time flies when you're having fun. Unfortunately, friends, we're coming to the end of the show. We won't be taking your calls anymore. But a big thank you to Father Joseph. A big thank you to Baja. And friends, what are your parting shots before we say goodbye to the listeners?
From my side, I just say, as Catholics, you have the church. The church is there for you. Your priests are there for you. There's always somebody available. Do not be afraid of what the devil will do.
Do not be afraid. Father Joseph?
I just congratulate Baja on being so brave. She could have come here anonymously. She has put her whole life there. This is very liberating.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not be on top of things right now, but we are getting there.
Wow, we are getting there. Unfortunately, there are calls coming in, but I will not be able to take it. Thank you very much, friends. From myself, from Tato, from Simbarashe Honda, and from Nosipo, and the whole afternoon team, may you have a blessed evening. And follow me on Facebook, it's Brian Mhlanga. On Twitter, it's OP Brian. And email me your emails, and I'll forward them to the relevant people. And if need be, I'll make appointments for you on bmhlanga@radioveritas.co.za. Or you can send me a message on my inbox in Facebook, which is Brian Mhlanga, or on Twitter, it's OP Brian. From us, may God's light always shine upon you. And please remember to fill up yourself with the armor of Christ. Be blessed.